Extinction ultimately is simply transferring to a state of collective non-existence, whether through environmental factors, overhunting, or any mode of unviability. A species simply ceases to exist when its last member dies. This is happening all around us. We are currently experiencing a mass extinction of species on Earth known as the Holocene or Anthropocene extinction event. It is one of a number of such events that have occurred throughout Earth's history. And the causes have been many, from asteroid impacts to rampant volcanism. Indeed, 99.9% of all non-microbial species that have existed on Earth are extinct. The story of life on this world really is one of extinction, as much as it is the genesis of new species. And sometimes those extinctions hit close to home, not just in the form of us eventually going extinct, but uncomfortably close other extinctions. One of these is the fact that out of multiple species of hominid, we're the only one left. All other species of human have gone extinct, including the subspecies of the Neanderthals. But there are also even some odder ones. Have you ever wondered why we don't see wild cows? It's because the wild form of the cow, the aurochs, went extinct in 1627. The cows we have today are a subspecies of the aurochs, but are so altered through our selective breeding process that they aren't actually the natural creature. Our cows can be said to be artificial analogs of the extinct natural aurochs. But extinction is not necessarily permanent. If you can find genetic samples of extinct species, such as mammoths, in principle you may be able to bring such a species back to life. This is easier said than done, as DNA is delicate and doesn't last forever, but it is in principle possible, and may well be something we see in the not-too-distant future for species that have only recently gone extinct. It's also possible to reconstruct extinct species from the ground up, by literally writing DNA, though we are a long way from that kind of a command of genetics. This not only opens up the possibility of building custom dinosaurs, but basically anything you want, whether it ever existed in nature or not. But there is also the idea of artificial extinction, where you push something to extinction because it's undesirable. This has been done in the past, to bad effect in the animal kingdom, but it's no bad thing when a virus is eradicated. But within all of this, there is one possibility that is rarely discussed. What if we decided for some reason to go extinct on purpose? Accomplishing this would, in principle, be easy. Everyone stops having children and there it is within a generation. That would be a rough way to go, however, as the remaining population would age and contract, causing the apocalypse of the world economy. Hopefully, if we ever did that, we would have the foresight to create a robotic economy, so it doesn't seem like we'd ever want to do that. But there are some scenarios where it may be something we might consider. The first is the imminent death of the planet. This is guaranteed at some point. We could get cut short with an asteroid, or our own actions. But there is a hard wall coming, and that is the sun. The sun is increasing in luminosity and will eventually become so luminous that it will set off a runaway greenhouse effect, and, subsequently, the melting of the Earth's crust. Starting in about 600 million years, will be the extinction of all life on Earth, and the conversion of this world into a lifeless, increasingly molten rock. This is a sad end. There would be little left of us, other than a few decaying isotopes and far future alien civilizations visiting our world during that period probably wouldn't even know we were ever here. All of our art, culture, science, and the achievements of Homo sapiens and maybe our successors will have been erased. Eventually, Earth itself will get erased by the red giant phase of the sun, and all evidence of this planet will become a spray of atoms. That is the extinction of the Earth, and its existence of perhaps 10 billion years is a drop in the bucket in a universe that will persist for trillions of years. The cinder solar system of an eventual white dwarf, perhaps with some ancient but altered planets in the outer solar system, will be all that's left. A cooling cinder star system left with little to no evidence that someone was once here, right when the galaxy may be becoming filled with increasingly intelligent alien life. But we may have a way around that. More on that in a bit. So in this situation in the far future, if we were still around, might we choose extinction over evacuation of the planet? This doesn't seem likely to me, at least as we humans are now. We like to survive, and it seems the more likely scenario is that we'd simply leave the planet and head out to either another star system, or we would start building O'Neill cylinders to live in at some safe distance from the sun. But a closer scenario might be an asteroid. Say we discovered an asteroid with an orbit that will cause a collision with Earth in about a century. The asteroid would be large, and we'd know its potential to cause our extinction, and indeed plenty of other species on Earth as well. The natural solution to this is to divert the asteroid, of which we have several ways to do that if we can work on a timescale of 100 years. But we might also reduce our population size just in case. Who wants to have children when you know they will be doomed? But within all of this, there is an odd possibility. Say we were going extinct, knew it, and couldn't do anything about it. Could we still survive our own extinction? The answer is yes. In the same way that you can bring a mammoth back from extinction, you might also bring a human back. If a means of preserving the DNA of a group of humans, or perhaps even all of us, can be found, then exact copies of us could be created by a de-extinction robot after whatever calamity that had killed us off passed. It would be an interruption of the species rather than its true extinction. That wouldn't do us any good per se, we're still dead, but our genetics could live on. This works for alien civilizations as well. One possibility for artifact SETI is the idea of an alien civilization littering the universe with time capsules. Inside these time capsules, they might preserve artifacts of their civilization, such as art, music, etc. We have already done this in the form of the Voyager record, where we sent out a selection of Earth's music in hopes of someone eventually finding it and figuring out how to play the record. That makes a lot of assumptions, of course, the biggest of which is that aliens would be able to hear. So the act was more to inspire people on Earth rather than to equip aliens with the music of Chuck Berry. But they could also do such a thing with their DNA. An alien civilization might have the foresight to include their genetic code, or perhaps an outright sample, so that the receiving civilization could reconstruct what the aliens looked like, or even use the code to create a living copy of the alien itself. That could get a little scary. Say we found such an artifact with an alien genetic code preserved in it. Should we just try to create a picture of what that alien looked like based on what we know from the genetic code, or should we outright recreate the alien? The alien very likely would be a clean slate, as we would be, and have no way of remembering its origins. But maybe not, if that data is preserved by the probe carrying it. You could then take genetic material from the leader of the alien civilization and that alien's memories and ostensibly be able to create a representative from that alien civilization to interact with. That's all fun and games if it's ET, but if it's the xenomorph, then we're in completely different territory, and you put the genetic code into the machine and out pops a monstrosity with huge teeth, ruining the carpet with the goo it's secreting. Another scenario is that the alien civilization didn't just send the DNA and collective memories of one of their members, but all of them. The entire civilization could be preserved in this manner. More, multiple copies of the information could be sent out in all directions and to the galaxy. Even worse, you could apply the von Neumann concept here and have the probe and all information and DNA it contains self-replicate and fill the galaxy with copies of the alien civilization. It could even bypass the need for another civilization to wake them up simply by having the probe do it, and print out all members of that civilization whenever suitable planets are found. This would create a galaxy where multiple identical copies of entire civilizations exist. One might start its new existence 1 year, and another exact copy might appear halfway across the galaxy 10,000 years later. It would be iteration after iteration of the same individuals with the same memories existing at different times. And as confusing as that would be, there's a way for it to get worse. What if the probe prints out one individual over and over, leading to an entire planet full of identical people with identical implanted memories? Imagine if you had to live with an entire planet full of people identical to you in every way, even down to memories. I can say with certainty that I would not want to be my own neighbor, and YouTube and television would just be weird. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently worried that alien civilizations troll each other by sending out their DNA. You think you're going to get a representative from the alien civilization, but instead out pops a velociraptor, or something silly like a cucumber, or what of a machine that just prints out whoopee cushions hoping to prank other civilizations? Very worrying. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular, in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.